bar. Can you hear a little something?
I do good. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I can hear squealing.
I'm pretty.
I'm squealing.
I'm pretty, Brian?
No.
You have to say I am.
Pretty ugly.
You.
You know what that sound means?
What?
It means I'm going to slow it down and make her sound like a tard later.
No. That's actually Spencer.
Oh, really? Can't tell them apart anymore.
Yeah.
Ah, one day. One day he'll grow a ball.
Yep.
And then you'll try to fight his old man.
That'll be awesome.
What if he has mutant powers that you don't know about right now?
Oh, I'll throw it anyway. As soon as he decides he wants to fight me, I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna be like, alright, family's yours.
Get I'm out of here.
Job.
Now I'm the son.
Yep.
Give me your video games. Is it on?
Is it on you?
Hey, everybody, is it on you?
Hey, everybody, welcome to the SVP PC.
PSC.
Mm-hmm.
T. J. 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 Hot 100.
So, WITNB.
What is to news?
Uh-huh.
To news.
What's in the news, Brian? Hey, everybody, welcome to the Spire Spy Podcast, number 193.
Hey, that's been a long time since you remembered a thing about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For your February 12th adventure.
Okay.
Is the 12th today? Yesterday was the 10th. According to my brain.
What?
I went to the dentist of Spencer, and I filled out all of his forms. I must have wrote in the wrong... Wrote in. Nice. I wrote in the wrong
gee,
date.
Gee, I wonder how that
20
happened.
20 times. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Rotund.
But, yeah. And they didn't say shit about it.
You're
they
rotten.
They got used to tards.
Yeah, well, it's going to throw off all their records, and they're going to be like, this never happened.
Yeah, totally. I was just hoping to get one of them Y2K no charges kind of a thing. You know?
Yeah, well, you can have it for free if you want mercury fillings.
Wow. No. <ow.
laughs> No.
It was cool. They let him play Video Connect 4 in the dentist chair.
That's kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
It's also kind of weird.
He said he was the black ones and the automatic was the clear ones, and he won one and the automatic won two.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as long as the procedure took?
Well, he's a real strategist, you know.
Oh, I see. He actually didn't know how to play Connect 4, and he had to learn on the fly.
We've got it. He's okay at it.
I was thinking of getting a Connect 4 set.
Yeah.
For the house, you know. But then I was thinking, I have this little Othello set. You know what Othello is?
Sure.
The reverse-y there, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And you can play Connect 4 on that. It's not as fancy with the sliding and the dropping and the whatnot, but it's the same thing. You just reduce the size of the board, because I think a Connect 4 board is 7 across.
Right.
You wouldn't want an 8 across for Connect 4, because that would make it too easy.
I guess.
You know, like along the bottom, you don't want people to race just to get, you know, 4 in a row. Like, right off the bat, you know? Less strategy involved. Anyhow, so, yeah, it's just as good as what I'm going to tell myself. So
yeah.
I need to go and buy a set.
Is it, now the Othello there, that's just the board with the flippy chips, right?
It's an 8x8 with flippy chips, black and white. You surround the other chips and you claim them as your own, and at the end, whoever you flip them over to your own color, and whoever has the most at the end wins.
I forget what they call it in Clubhouse Games. Remember the old Clubhouse Games?
Oh, I remember
old,
that stuff.
Old
yeah.
Nintendo DS system?
The Clubhouse Stratego.
Yeah.
Clubhouse Soda Shake. All the classics. What's the other good one?
I'm not sure what Soda Shake's based on, but...
I think it's based on my boner.
Hot Potato?
Yeah.
Old Potato? But they couldn't license the name to Hot Potato?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. People will never buy that it's a real potato. It's a video game. Video Potato.
I got throat issues, by the way.
Yeah, I can tell.
Throatal, nasal, all that.
No, you sound the same. Maybe it's an inner ear thing, because you sound the same to me.
Maybe. I have some swallowing chores.
Do you have any inner ear problems, if you know what I mean?
Whoa.
I hardly know her.
Know her? I don't even want to know her. What? So, whoa, that was weird.
Reverb?
Why did I just catch some reverb all of a sudden?
I don't know. That was a magical internet reverb.
Whoa.
That's a bonus.
It's just, I think it likes my O's.
Maybe you're in a time warp, and there's two of you oscillating between realities.
Man, we would be oscillating too.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be all like, you look just like me, except a little more and a little less.
But you're both saying that at the same time, but like a millisecond off.
Yeah.
And it's just gross and drives you crazy.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't hear nothing except like what sounds like the squishing of ground beef.
Yeah.
Like it'd just be like
If you could, would you switch places with your alternate reality self to be a millisecond behind actual time?
Yeah,
it's like going back in time.
Wait, if I went back in time? No. Then I'd get more piss on my pants. Mm-hmm.
You know what's good for that?
What?
Underwear.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, though.
I just got to remember to wring my dick out. I don't know. Lately, I've just had this, like, I get a whole dick load of piss all over my pants.
I know what you mean. Underwear, that's happened to me before. But, and it's, there's never any reason for it. It's not like, oh, well, I thought I was done and I wasn't, and I accidentally peed a bit. No, it's not that. You're like, no, I'm definitely done. I'm definitely good.
And I then shake the shit out, and it's still like, as soon as it hits underwear, my dick's like, oh, I can relax and empty this.
I think you have a lazy sphincter.
It might be.
Dick sphincter.
You know what? A man should evolve to have some sort of inner dick finger that when you're done going to the bathroom, it pushes out. It could push out the last from it, like a little dick tongue that would come out and like go bleh, and push that last dick load of piss out. What do you?
So it's like.
Buddha's squish SpongeBob all day.
Hey, are you gonna let her play with that, man? Oh, you're letting her right now. I see. You can play with it now, sweetie pie. He's back to his cars.
The video game.
Yeah. Game. Well, that's okay. You can still do it. Maybe could you fix that and make it a little more sponge-shaped there, bro? Bro, call my kid bro. What is that?
Whatever.
Dude, bro. Dubero. Dubarium. Could you make that sponge a little more sponge-shaped? A little less Mrs. Puff-shaped?
Daddy-o.
Yeah. Bread wiener. Yeah, cars update. We got
start calling
cars,
him,
cars,
start cars, calling cars him Uncle Spencer.
Yuck.
He's going to have to get used to it.
I guess.
Uncle Dad, call him. He got used to that, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man. I had this uncle that he used to take me to movies. Yeah. My mom's brother, he's a cop. My dad hated him. Like, not hate, but yeah, hate. And he would always
Because he was a cop?
It was even before he was a cop. They just didn't get along. He was just kind of a juggy jarhead, kind of a jarry jughead.
Right,
know?
Right.
And
your dad's a hesher.
Right, exactly. So my dad was all like giving me shit about like my uncle taking me to movies. So he took me to go see Indiana Jones and all that shit. And he
was rooting for the Nazis the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, totally. But he called
get him.
He used to call him. He wouldn't even refer to him by name. He'd call him Uncle Daddy. Like, all the time. Anytime I'd bring him up. Oh, you talking about Uncle Daddy? Fuck you.
Your dad was just jealous.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of Indiana Jones, Spencer
No, hold on. I'm not done talking about Dick Tongue.
Okay, we can go back to Dick Tongue. I just wanted to say this.
No, I was just thinking that if you had
talking
that,
me into
you could. It's like you could lick your lips when you know when you finish eating a burger and you got food on your face. You just lick your lips and you're done. You know,
right?
It's like that. You, not only do you get the push out, mm-hmm. you get the cleanup. The only question is, does it taste?
Man, I would hope.
That way, you could eat two kinds of food at the same time. Well, I mean, you can always eat two kinds of food at the same time.
I suppose maybe I wouldn't want salt as much.
No, salt and vinegar chips.
Ah.
You wouldn't want any potato chips there.
No, never again. Nope.
Unless you weren't actually eating them and you were just licking them, you know?
Yeah.
Just licking all the flavor off. And then giving the flavorless chips to your mouth. Saves time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right, Indy?
Yeah, Spencer is at we were at the Walmart yesterday, and Spencer's trying to talk me into getting him a fucking $60 Indiana Jones Lego set.
Just wait for the Indiana Jones Lego video game and get that.
Yeah.
It'll be the same. It's just as good.
No muss, no fuss.
There's going to be a time when we say the same things that our parents said. The same thing that I said about not getting Connect 4. Oh, just use this. It's just as good. You can do that. And,
right.
You know, and when you're a kid, you're like, no, it's not the same. I need the actual thing, right? But there's going to be a time when it's like, oh, just play this video game of it. You know?
I just told him $60 was just too much to just spring on me all of a sudden. Talking about, I'm going to get this right now. I'm like, well, you just...
Maybe you should have busted it open and taken one piece at a time.
Yeah.
You know? And then you build...
Just the little Lego swastikas is all I would...
Start with those. Because those are something you can't get out of any other set.
No, they didn't make them.
I know.
And I'm sure you read about the video game.
Because I was actually hoping that I could use those and put them on my TIE Fighters.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if they redid Star Wars and just made them Nazis in space.
That'd be so awesome. Space Nazis. That would just rule.
Call it space Nazis.
Hey, great.
Yeah.
Harbor
and then maybe the Rebels could be French or something.
Hmm.
Instead of all British for some reason.
Yeah, everyone's British in space.
Isn't that weird?
It's the way it goes.
Except for Luke and Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah.
Yep. Leon. Princess Leon. All right, enough of this Legos and Star Wars.
Princesses of Leon.
Let's get on to Transformers and hot dogs.
Imagine a transforming hot dog Oscar Mayer car.
Wow. What would his name be?
Hot Rod.
Yeah. But what would his name be if he was a Masters of the Universe character?
Hot Doggo.
Weenor. With a hyphen.
Yeah, that's right. Shit, what? I think we just invented food fighters.
Oh, again. We had the we got a bunch of the little transforming Happy Meal toys where it's like a box
of fries. Do they turn from red and a radish into a car?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a cow that turns into a cheeseburger.
Just like in real life.
Yep.
Yeah. We were watching...
You could get some bread from a cow. That'd be nice to get a cheeseburger that was like all cow.
You could start eating poop.
I guess.
We use all parts of the cow, including the poop.
Yep. All the poop it ever pooped.
Save that up.
Yep.
And if you use like the pre-poop... You know?
Pre-poop?
Yeah. Before it comes out, it's not really poop, right?
Oh, okay, right. Poop just, cud.
Yeah, and you can use that as a spread.
More pre-poop?
I bet that made no sense to anybody else.
I don't know. Someone will catch it.
Okay, catch shit in your mouth?
Yeah. They'll catch shit on the rewind.
Yeah. Yep. So, you excited about Super Bowl Tuesday?
Boy, man, I can't wait.
What's the next Super thing coming up? What's on the Super schedule? Schedule?
No.
Did you say schedule there? Does anyone say that?
Well, Balrog Obama is supposed to... No. You got something. You talking about votes? You talking about sports?
either. Anything super going on. I need to know.
Just
keep me on in the loop of the super.
Super Valentine's Day on Thursday.
Oh, what's involved in that?
Spencer's going to go get two crowns.
Put on his teeth?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
They don't put those on a little guy, do they?
Yeah.
What for?
Because he's got cavities almost down to his nerve.
Shouldn't they just pull the teeth out?
I don't know.
Doesn't he just get new ones pretty soon anyway?
Yeah, so I think that's why they're going to cap.
Bust a cap?
Crowns him. Yeah, I mean, they could pull him out, but then, like, he'd have fucking socket woes. I mean, that's a lot of upkeep for a little kid. If they just throw the crowns on there, then he's just got robot teeth for a year. Which would be fine.
Maybe they can put some diamonds on them or something.
It was kind of cool seeing his x-rays. Because, like, you can see, like, oh, man, your front teeth don't have long to hang out. Like, because you can see the adult teeth bearing down on
them. Oh, really?
Shit. Yeah,
it's
pretty cool.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that.
They're coming, man.
Wow.
That's going to be fun.
Do you get to save the x-rays?
Hmm.
Do you get to keep those things if you want them?
What did,
They should be able to make copies of them, right? Don't you think?
Yeah. And I know if you say you're moving or whatever, you can request your x-rays.
Oh, right.
I've gotten...
Although, normally, I think around here, if you do that, you just have the name of your doctor dentist guy, Uncle Doctor Dentist, and when you move, you just say, here's my old dentist, and they call them up, and they do it, right?
Well, like, you can raise a stink, though.
Although, that's one in time Canada, I got where, my... where well, yeah. doctors talk to each other and stuff.
One time when I broke my rib,
Your ribeye?
I asked them for the x-ray because I was moving. I really wanted to have it. So I've got an x-ray of my chest, and I also have one of those scanning x-rays where the camera moves around your head. So
oh.
it's like all of my teeth in a line.
Oh, nice.
One of those. That's pretty swell.
Now, do you ever look at it and go like, oh, my skeleton used to be so thin?
No. I was always big boned.
Your bones are always the same size, yeah.
Yeah. Even when I was a skinny guy, it's just I just had very, very little meat. Just... translucent one layer of skin.
Yeah, you made a good zombie back then.
Now I'm more like one of them. I'm like Chicken Kiev now, basically.
I don't know what you mean.
Hey, recipe corner?
Okay.
Should we go over? No, I'm kidding.
Let's hear your recipe.
Oh, well, yesterday I did make pancakes from scratch, as you may have read.
Yeah.
I posted that on my blog. I've got a blog.
I don't know any other way.
Message
making,
board.
Yeah. I don't know any other way of making pancakes.
Well, they have them in the box.
And the box brown?
Yeah.
He calls them PC, for short.
That's right.
Oh, where are you going? I'm just going to get some PC. Oh, you mean a personal computer? No, no, no. That stands for pancakes in New Jersey.
That's right.
He's busting his chops. His PC, that is, his pork chops. That's why you don't abbreviate shit that people don't abbreviate.
That's right.
No one understands, and they have to ask you, and then your abbreviation is useless.
Oh, it's double useless, because, the explain time.
Yeah, like, oh, let me explain to you the shortening of thing that I was trying to do.
SPK, I could see that being a thing, though, because they do kind of... Well, I don't know, actually, if I...
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about.
The only one listening is the guy we're talking about.
That's right. So. We could just have him on the show and not record it.
Oh, God.
What do you call that? Oh, phoning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I just don't think that you need to abbreviate condiments that you're putting on yourself.
When does pepper and ketchup happen at the same time?
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Like, go for it. I don't care what you do.
No, I know, but, I mean, like, okay, the very abbreviation SPK implies that all three of those things happen enough that there would be an abbreviation.
I would not put salt and ketchup together. You know what I mean? Ketchup kind of, it overpowers any flavor as it is. So I don't know why you would actually need to. I can understand pepper because it makes the ketchup spicy. I like to put maybe like a little bit of hot sauce or Tabasco or something in the ketchup sometimes.
Well, fries is, you know.
Yeah, the fries are always pretty salted, though. You don't need to add salt to your ketchup.
Salt and ketchup there, but...
I don't know. It's weird, but it's like one of those things where you don't ask someone to put salt and pepper on your eggs when you order them. Oh, put some salt and pepper on that for me. Like, they won't know what to do.
Yeah, that'd be weird, huh?
Yeah.
Can I get those salted and peppered?
Yeah. Unless you said, put a teaspoon of each on.
That's why that shit's on the table.
Yeah, exactly. And
put a teaspoon of each on. They put just, like, a perfect scoop teaspoon.
Yeah. But, you know, there are times when you're sitting around eating and your friend will go, hey, what are you putting there on your ketchup? I can't, or on your eggs. I can't see what you're doing there. What's that? Oh, this? It's SBK.
What?
Bubba Cecil fell on Allison and now Allison's trapped.
Clearly. I'll be right back.
Okay.
It's the most lethal G.I. Joe team yet. Here comes Street Fighter 2.
No way!
Wait. There's Kyle, Ryu, Sanji, Blanca, and Dalcine.
Look at all of them.
Oh, come with real ninja moves.
Hey!
My Cobra's got Street Fighters too.
Vega, Sagat, Balrog.
And me, Air Python.
They look unbeatable. God!
You know them, you love them.
No Corrupto!
How come Street Fighter 2 figures these so separately?
Oh, I like them.
You say you want to be a Street Fighter. You're no Street Fighter. Not until you master the six world warriors of the Street Fighter 2 handheld game. 100 hand slaps and rolling attacks, fireballs and hurricane kicks are your weapons. Beat three in a row. Sanji, Honda, Blanca. Then we'll talk. Street Fighter 2 handheld game. New from Titan. Batteries not included.
From around the globe, the Street Fighters came, bashing and banging till only Ryu and Guile remain. In the Street Fighter 2 tabletop game, build your punching power before your energy runs out. Are you ready for Hurricane Kicks? Can you come back from Sonic Boom? Street Fighter 2, electronic tabletop game.
Next.
It's time to get real.
There's only one official strategy guide to Street Fighter 2. One place to learn the crushing combos. One place to master the killer throws. One place to analyze the awesome attacks. One place to study the special techniques. Announcing the all-new official strategy guide for Street Fighter 2 from the Masters of Menace, Game Pro Magazine. Look for it this fall and discover a whole new way to get your kicks.
After you've mastered the special moves featured on this sneak preview, get ready to step up to the Advanced Street Fighter Challenge. Never-before-seen advanced combinations and tips, slow-motion video, insider strategies. Get it at a store near you.
Oh, that poor little chicken.
What happened?
Oh, she got pinned under Mama's easel.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just like the story goes.
The story?
Yeah.
Easel like Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are we back?
Yeah.
December 8th, 1977, Nashville. You know what that is?
That's when JFK got resurrected?
Uh-uh.
No.
It's my guitar's birthday in place.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, the Gibson website.
You looked up the serial number?
A guide to deciphering the serial number, yeah.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Yes. You like that? You don't care.
I like that. It's just fine.
I like it a lot.
I like it slightly less than you, I'll just say.
I didn't know what year it was. You found chips. I see. Okay. All right. Enjoy.
Acquired chips.
What kind of chips are those?
I don't know. Oink.
I think those are toenail clippings.
No. Some good old orange chips. They're Harvest Cheddar Sun chips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are orange flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Those don't... Cheese chips... I don't know what it is. There's like... There's 100 kinds of fake cheese flavor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems the ones they put on chips are the least... cheese-like.
Yeah.
You know, like macaroni and cheese powder?
Yeah.
It seems like that would be better than what they put on those things.
Did you know I'm off blue cheese? Did I tell you that? Did I go through that already?
You're off it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat it anymore?
Uh-uh.
Why is that?
Makes you fart? Well, I do like it.
Makes you sharp?
But I went to Shitty Shitty Bang Bang.
What?
The market, you know, Target.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We call Target Shitty Shitty Bang Bang in St. Paul.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know.
Yeah, unless you're really down, then we call it SSBB. But
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah. And but we went there for foodstuffs. I mean, we went there to shop, but then they have a little food mart there, and we get lunch there sometimes. And I got a salad. I'm like, oh, fucking hey, steak salad. This looks pretty good. Had little strips of steak, little strips of peppers and shit, you know, and little blue cheese crumbles and some something else, you know. I was like, oh, this is good. And I'll get a little, oh, what's this, a fucking buffalo chicken wrap?
Wait. So it has an S and a P? Was there any K in the salad?
No, it wasn't P. It was peas.
Peppers.
Not, yeah.
Oh, so it had peas in it. It had S and peas.
Ass and peas.
Oh, there's peas in your salad.
Ass steak and pepper peas.
Yeah.
And then also blue cheese.
Man, imagine having pepper peas. Coming out of your dick tongue.
Dick tongue. Rolling down the dick tongue.
Duck tongue.
What's up? Who said you can't have fruit snacks anymore?
The Food Advisory Council.
Who said that? I said you can't have fruit snacks anymore? Oh. Nah, fudge that, dude. You can have fruit snacks. All right? I'll get you some lunch after the talking show, and fruit snacks will be included.
All right.
All right. You want Spider-Man's or Batman's? Okay.
Care Bear ones?
Yeah.
They still have Care Bears?
Yeah, we got Care Bears and My Little Ponies for her, and he's got Spider-Man's and Batman's.
You know what they should do? Hmm. They should make a Care Bear, that the chest emblem there. Mm-hmm. It's just a bat symbol.
That'd be good.
Two birds with one stone, I'm telling you. Only mm-hmm. one kind of fruit snack to get.
True.
Then, you know, Spencer could eat the middle part, and then Allison could eat the outside part.
How about a Care Bear with a My Little Pony on its tummy, in the reverse?
What about a tiger riding on a horse?
How about that? I don't give a shit about that. No. That's fine. It's already a zoo, okay?
You might as well get your mileage out of the animals. What are you just going to make them stand around? Like, fuck.
That's just mean. The tiger is bored. The horse lives to be ridden.
Pretty much.
You know? Man. That's a lot of zoo horses do.
Yeah, why did that zoo have a horse?
It's probably the tiger's fucking horse.
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
It's not even a trick.
Horses aren't even zoo animals.
They didn't have to train nobody
basically
there.
Horses are props.
That tiger bought that horse with its own money. With his zoo wages. Yeah, but if you read that article, if you are the TFO, are you?
Yeah, what?
You know what?
What is the O?
I'm against abbreviations forever. No more abbreviations ever. Not even in HTML.
Ah!
I mean, wait.
Hypertext
not even in
markup language?
Hypertext markup language. You can't even use it then.
Okay.
If you want to italicize something,
what does the
X and
XML stand for, might I ask?
Cyber.
Extreme. Markup language.
I open that with lunch, okay, baby? Has to wait a couple minutes for more lunch. And she'll steal more chips.
An XML is actually an extreme mayo and lettuce sandwich. What do you want on your lettuce sandwich? Do you even need to ask? Oh, do you want...
Just want XML.
Yeah. Chocomel.
Oh, man. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What?
So what? Animals in the zoos and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Did
nothing
you read that article?
Nothing bad was going on there. I didn't read the article. I don't...
Oh,
it's
man.
On the internet. I don't read it.
I know. I mean, because they show
pictures,
the picture of the tiger
pictures.
On the horse, right? And you're like, well, fuck, what else is there going to be?
You're already
a tiger on a horse.
You're only going to think one of two things. That's horrible or that's awesome. That's pretty much the only two reactions you can have to anything on the internet.
What did you think?
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was fucking awesome, too, man.
It's not like they were making them fight. You know, which I could see a lot of people thinking was horrible, but I would also think that was awesome.
But I read the article. They did make something fight. They put a muzzle on a tiger so that it couldn't bite.
Sure.
And then put it in
it's
a cage.
Handicapping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in an age in a cage with an
in a sea age
with an ox.
Oh, what does that stand for?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Then Ox Brown. They put a tiger and Ox Brown in the cage. No, but so the tiger was
a
like...
tiger?
I'm going to kill this
fucker. Did you ever hear anybody call it a tiger?
No.
I mean, I don't know if that's just in Canada or just in small towns or what, but I remember a lot of people calling them tigers, and I'm like, what? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a weird thing sometimes people say. I don't know. I don't know how anyone, if that's a slang anywhere where you write from. Notice how I didn't say, oh, you mean a tagger, like we say around here? No, that's not how we say here.
Tagger.
I just have heard. And also sometimes people say Toyota.
Well, do you guys spell it T-E-I-G-E-R?
Well, yeah.
T-I-G-O-U-R. Tigor.
Tiger.
Yeah, but no, they had the tiger fighting.
So no bites, only uppercuts.
Yeah, which is awesome because you know that tiger wants to kill that thing.
So
and at least mash it up enough to fit through the muzzle.
Did the other animal specialize in kick oxen?
Whoa. Yep, they just covered it in fucking razor wire.
Nice.
So it could fight back by passively
in razor Ramon wire.
Yeah.
Remember that when we talked about what? That
Razor Ramon?
Yeah, I thought I would throw that in there for Box since we were busting his pork chops.
Yeah,
busting his C's.
The other thing I thought was awesome that like everyone seemed to think was horrible, but maybe just people were too chicken shit to say they thought it was awesome. I saw a picture of, you know who Kellis is, right? Kellis?
No.
Her milkshake brings the boys to the yard. That was her song.
Oh, that was a person who did that?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just a robot.
Right, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she showed up to the Grammys.
Wow.
In really, really, really tall high heels.
Okay, did she get escorted out for not being invited?
No. She was there with Nas. I'm not sure why Nas
Nozzle.
Was there, but yeah. But, okay, so she was wearing...
Douche Nas. Like,
okay, everyone's, it's the Grammys, so everyone's wearing, expensive dresses and jewelry on loan and all that shit.
Yeah, very expensive wife beaters.
Yeah, right. So she's wearing gold, skin-tight gold pants. Like,
okay.
Skin-tight, like you could see her pulse,
Her balls?
Her pulse.
You could see her palsy.
And a jacket, like a...
You could see her duck tongue.
A jacket with nigger written in rhinestones on the back.
You can't say that.
It was...
If that word is written somewhere, you're not allowed to read it out.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine.
But, like, everyone, I read the thing, and then someone posts a picture, and everyone's just like, no one should ever be allowed to... How could she... She should be escorted from the planet, and this and that. And I'm like, okay, that's tacky as fuck. Like, I mean, but...
But who cares?
At the same time, it's... I don't know. It's fucking... I think that's fucking awesome.
I really...
Think that's great.
I don't feel one way or the other, because...
It's like you can't go to the Grammys with your dick hanging out because, like, it's been done to death, It's,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, sure, it's an old boundary, but hey, push it, girl, push it, shit. Use irrelevant anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's less anything than when, was it Macy Gray who wore the t-shirt with her, like, album release date on it or something?
Yeah.
At a thing or whatever? Like, that's obviously way less crappy than that.
Well, I think that might be the name of Nas's next record. She was there with Nas. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But there was no drop date, so.
Yes.
Yep. I suppose I could have just said N. It had a big N on the
back. Was there a drop bear on it?
Or noggin. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
No, we lost the Australians now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What from?
I had a beer the other day.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And then a couple days later, drove a car.
Is that the thing that Ive hates?
What?
Ive hates driving.
Ive hates driving. Grug hates drinking. And
they should.
Tiny Monster hates animal cruelty.
Oh yeah, those are all the things that we here at Spy vs. Pie strive for.
That's what America was founded on.
Yes. If you count the Chinese as animals.
Drinking and driving over.
I can't decide if what I said was funny or not.
I don't know.
I shouldn't have said that. I should have said the Japanese, and then it would have been okay.
We ruin the whole animal.
There's no part of the animal you don't exploit.
Yep.
Well, anyway, like...
I wonder if that zoo's going to start having, like, different animals fuck.
What?
Like a lion and a sheep in some kind of restraints where, like... that has two sexes.
You know, that's the thing that I always think about when they say, like, oh, you know, different kinds of animals, their DNA isn't compatible, and you can't, right?
Right.
But I think that's just, like, how they, you know, like, I don't think that's necessarily true. Like, did they try every combination? And if they did, that's kind of fucked, but
mules,
you know,
worked.
Like, well, exactly, and tygons.
Yeah.
And ligers.
Zebrafish. Hoop snakes.
Yeah. Ever see a snake try to hump a hoop?
Polar bears?
Yes. Orlando solar bears?
Brown bears?
Green bars?
That's right. That's one.
How do you think they got green bars?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, then.
Well, anyway, so therefore, I say, did they ever try making a tiger and a sheep hump? I doubt it. I think they just assume it wasn't going to work. I think what they did was...
Imagine tiger-striped wool? That'd be sweet.
I know, totally. No, I know. Imagine the bedspreads. Now, what I think that they probably did was they probably tried, well, let's try and make this dog and cat hump, because mm-hmm. that's easy, and we have them both, and we can pretty much... Right. Small, you know, we can make them do whatever. And then, oh, that didn't work? Probably nothing works then.
Yeah, that's all.
Although, I do presume they probably tried to knock up a monkey with human spunk.
Oh, well... More like they tried not to.
Yeah.
I mean...
They didn't pull out in time, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely going to hump this monkey, but I don't want to get it pregnant. Oh, shit.
I think for a long time that they were... they were trying not to. They were trying to pull out in time and everything. And then I think one scientist got the bright idea, hey, just this once, let's come in the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then shortly thereafter, monkeybukake.com was founded.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's all. No.
You know that website that we were thinking about trying to found? I need to do a whois and find it if this exists, because I think a car dealership might own it. But what about?
Oh. Is my guess. Let me guess first.
Okay.
Hotpocketornot.com.
Not pocket. No, what about this? ehonda.biz. Be like, you know, you can buy your Honda online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it would just be sprites. Premium sprite packs.
Ehondas, yeah.
All right, I like it.
I just wanted to put that in there with our, Balrog Obama and...
Sure.
Tiger on a horse uppercut.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a Street Fighter episode, don't you know?
Okay. Did they ever make Street Fighter Legos?
Man, you know what? I don't know. They made Street Fighter G.I. Joe.
And then they made Street Fighter Mini Mates.
Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
Street Fighter Playmobil.
That'd be nice.
Playmobil is fucking weird. Have you ever noticed
and
that?
And expensive.
Yeah. And
but yes, it is weird.
It's fucking crazy. They have, like, some of the weirdest sets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, anyway.
The airport security one, I think, is pretty fucking cool.
I want to kill it in the wall, so I'm in the kitchen.
Bo won't let you?
No.
Tell him he has to go take a nap, okay?
Okay.
Did she say salt in the ketchup?
She wanted to color in the... something.
Hmm. She wanted to ruin one of his coloring books?
Yeah. No, he's coloring on the easel thing. They got a dry erase easel.
Oh, I see.
He said no way he's going to take a nap.
An apple?
Will you tell him he has to live in the sink, okay? Tell him you live in the sink now.
He's probably never even been in that sink, huh?
No, probably not.
Hmm. What do you know?
Yeah, I did say that. All right, these kids are going to get a little feisty. I think they want something.
Make them do the talking show.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah, imagine. That's the retirement plan, man. That's freedom 55.
Hey, Spencer, come here. Yeah, totally. Come here for a second. Hey, will you tell me that thing about Valentine's? One little, two little Valentine's? Okay, you put the chalk back. He needs his fingers for this.
But, is it the thing where you use your knuckles to tell how many days in a month?
No.
Do you know that thing?
Yeah, if it has an R, October, November, and Swayze.
Right.
and all else have 29.
One little, two little, three little round tips. Four little, five little, six little round tips. Seven little, eight little, nine little Valentines. 10 little Valentines here.
Nice. Good job. Good job.
Wow, man.
Yep.
He's the next Weird Al.
Yeah, totally. All right.
Can you get somebody to do hand farting next to that?
Maybe. I had to hold the microphone or I would have done it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, I got to microwave up some bologna sandwiches.
All right. See, so the milk's going to get aerated then.
Yep. Who's wasting your stuff? She erased all your stuff? Wow, that's a... All right. Wow. Wowzy.
Get one of those kids to end the show.
I'm sorry, dude.
Get both of them to end the show.
Yeah. Allison, can you... You say bye, Petus.
No.
Bye, Petus.
Bye, Petus.
That's the saddest thing to do, show.
We should end every show with crying. All right. Arbor's Arbor.
Al Arbor.
One little, two little, three little valentips. Four little, five little, six little valentips. Seven little, eight little, nine little valentines. 10 little valentines here.